Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, June 30th, 2022. US equity futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 1.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows a mixed performance in Asia overnight, with China markets outperforming after PMI's return to expansion, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bond yields are lower across the board, with the curve steepening in the US. The US dollar is mixed, softer versus the Japanese yen and sterling, but gaining versus the euro and loonie. This follows strong month-end demand for the dollar on Wednesday. Crude is little changed after a strong bearish signal on Wednesday. Gold is little changed, industrial metals are slightly higher, and Bitcoin is lower, back down below $20,000. Risk sentiment is turning cautious following last week's rally, although month and quarter-end flows may be clouding market signals. An economic slowdown and recession fears due to central bank tightening remains a key overhang after top central bankers warned of persistently elevated inflation at the Sintra conference. The Bank of England's Bailey said that the bank can act more forcefully on inflation if needed. And the European Central Bank's Lagarde pointed to more gradual tightening, while flexibility is key to pandemic emergency purchase program reinvestments. Softening macro data and deteriorating consumer sentiment are the latest signs an economic slowdown is now underway, playing into debates around stagflation and a policy mistake. There are also growing concerns over earnings, with consensus estimates at risk of downgrades amid headwinds from input costs and weaker demand. The weakening macro outlook is putting more traction behind the peak Fed narrative as concerns mount that policymakers will tighten too aggressively into an economic slowdown. The dovish market shift comes after strategists raised recession probabilities in the wake of an increasingly hawkish central bank rhetoric. The market increasingly sees the Fed pivoting to an easing stance in 2023, with swaps data showing the funds rate peaking at 3.62% in March before declining to 3.08% by December. On the geopolitical front, NATO has called Russia the most significant and direct threat to the Allies' security and committed to increasing the alliance's combat forces in high alert sevenfold and to modernizing Ukraine's military. Finland and Sweden have now been officially invited to join NATO. President Putin said that Russia would respond in kind if NATO sets up infrastructure in Finland and Sweden after they join. High energy prices are ensuring sufficient income for Russia to continue its aggression against Ukraine. On the data front, UK business confidence hit a 15-month low due to cost of living, while UK car production rose for the first time in 11 months on electric vehicle demand. Overnight, China manufacturing and non-manufacturing PMIs came in better than expected. Factory activity returned to expansion for the first time in 4 months, underpinned by a quicker recovery in output and improving supply chains as restrictions eased. As China moves to reduce quarantine requirements for inbound travelers to 7 days, it should also improve the prospect of Chinese demand amid continued tight supply concerns. Japan industrial production fell by the most since the initial COVID shock in 2020, and New Zealand business confidence approached record lows amid still intense inflation pressures. Due up on today's US economic calendar, initial jobless claims, core PCE, personal spending and personal income, Chicago PMI, and natural gas inventories, while Canadian GDP is also due to be released. Among the companies due to post their results before the open today, Constellation Brands and Walgreens Boots Alliance. In corporate news, The Wall Street Journal reported that Nexstar Media Group is close to a deal to acquire majority control of CW Network from co-owners Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount Global. Asian equities finished lower on Thursday despite a bright start after US and European futures reversed early gains. There was a sharp decline in many technology stocks in Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, with losses in growth stocks elsewhere noticeable. Positive investor sentiment propelled Chinese stocks to their best monthly gain since July 2020, even as the rest of Asia was sharply lower. European equities are lower in early trade. In regional news, Sweden's central bank has delivered a 50 basis point rate hike as expected, And German energy giant Uniper is now discussing a possible government bailout after lower Russian flows forced the company to buy gas in the spot market at uneconomical prices. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.